Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We are covering the whole situation, your July 4th weekend plans. We got it covered for you. Also, the weather situation. We have people down in Central Florida, South Florida, all over the South, covering the weather situation as it unfolds. But before we turn it over to Austin in about 3 or 4 minutes with his look at the weather for today and his five-day forecast, let's go ahead and check out the top three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pensacola confirming 44-year-old Alfredo Montanaro, a Mexican national, has entered a guilty plea to passport fraud and aggravated identity theft after entering the U.S. illegally. Montanaro purchased identification documents that were actually belonging to a real American citizen when he illegally entered the country. He faces up to 13 years in federal prison, followed by deportation from the U.S. His sentencing is scheduled for September 23rd.
All right, and MANA's recent first responder donut strike delivered huge results. The record-breaking event collected 24,545 pounds of food. That's about 8,500 pounds more than last year. It was for individuals in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That, plus the generous donations from community businesses, adds up to an incredible 47,626 healthy meals.
Yeah, nice job there, folks. Here's your third story. Ongoing traffic fatalities and accidents along Sorrento Road not getting any better. Bottom line, that's what you can take out of this story. Residents are concerned about the safety between Pensacola and Perdido Key. A recent District 1 town hall meeting ignited a heated discussion. One key factor is widening the road from 2 to 4 lanes, a project that has been discussed for years with no action taken. Commissioner Steve Stroberger confirmed no money has been budgeted by the for the project, and there's really no start date. But I will tell you this, during that meeting they held recently, residents express their frustration.
And you know, when you're swerving around trying to miss a bump or a hole, that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned. I find that road very treacherous, especially at night.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Just in time. The Pensacola and Perdido Bays Estuary Program has opened its 25-26 community grant program. They're offering a total of $250,000 to fund projects aimed at restoring and protecting local waters. Eligible applicants include local governments and non-state entities within the Perdido and Pensacola watersheds. The application deadline is July 31st, with projects to be implemented from October 1st through 2026.
Okay, 515, don't go anywhere. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we'll squeeze in an extra local headline or two for you in just a moment. But first is traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We did have an accident report in that area recently, adding to the wave of congestion there. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Thursday and July 4th, Friday, should be clear days, sunny skies, highs in the mid-90s.
516, News Radio 92.3. Okay, if you're thinking, or maybe you are heading out, maybe heading to Central or South Florida, or you must know that today is projected to be one of the busiest days on the road. Does that make you feel any better? Nearly 4.6 million travelers will be Floridians, up 146,000 from 2024. Yeah, if you are getting ready to pack up the car and head out for the fourth weekend, you are not alone. There will be a record-breaking number of drivers out there with you. My recommendation is to bring along a little bit of patience.
Yeah, just a tad, just a little bit. And also wanted to let you know that 15 people, including an unaccompanied minor, were arrested in Mobile for unlawfully being in the U.S. The report came from FBI Mobile. The arrests were made by the Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force on Azalea Road. That was between Michael Boulevard and Airport Boulevard. Officials have confirmed that the minor is safe.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
White House officials providing an update on the controversial alligator Alcatraz as illegal boarding crosses. The crossings have hit new lows. Peter Ducey reporting from the White House this afternoon.
Officials here think they have found their way around a huge bottleneck, and that is the number of illegal immigrants waiting to see a deportation judge. If they're not just going to be caught and released, they need to have a deportation hearing. So what they're going to do down in Florida is they're going to take qualified National Guard judge advocates, and they are going to deputize them as immigration judges. That could allow many migrants to have hearings within 48 hours, limiting their time at Alligator Alcatraz.
And Governor Ron DeSantis officially launched Florida's America 250 FL campaign to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States. As part of the initiative, he unveiled a new statue of Thomas Jefferson in Jefferson County. The event is the second in a series of planned statue unveilings across counties named for America's founders. So you're going to see additional statues set to be installed in Washington, Franklin, Hamilton, Madison, and Monroe counties over the course of the next year.
Okay, President Trump considering using the National Guard to help deport those immigrants from Alligator Alcatraz. Dana Marie McNichol down in Miami today.
President Trump's message was very clear. The only way out of Alligator Alcatraz is through deportations, but that's going to need a massive team of immigration judges. And a high-level state official just told me that they will have 17 Florida National Guard judges ready on standby. And clearly, the approval process was pretty simple. For months now, Governor Ron DeSantis has looked for the approval of the federal government to send Florida National Guard judge advocates. That could allow migrants to have a hearing within 48 hours, limiting their time in Alligator Alcatraz.
And the big, beautiful bill delivers on promises made to the American people. That's what Senator Rick Scott said yesterday after the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed the Senate. He says the bill delivers on promises to secure the border and better equip the military. Scott says it also will help Florida families by extending the Trump tax cuts and saving them an average of over $3,600.
Okay, torrential rain expected in parts of the southeast and central and south Florida over the next couple of days, including the July 4th holiday, does not affect the weather pattern in northwest Florida.
Oh, nice.
This is just if you maybe take it in Disney or Universal or heading further south doing the Miami thing. That tropical system could be brewing and could be moving onshore within the next, I would say, 48 hours. Eben Brown, down in Miami, has a report.
A low-pressure disturbance sitting across central Florida is now given a medium chance of developing into a tropical cyclone over the coming days. Regardless of its development, it's already plaguing much of Florida with thunderstorms bringing several inches of rain. Storms could also soak people's plans in Florida for the Independence Day holiday weekend, as the rain is bringing possibilities of flash flooding on both the Gulf and Atlantic coastlines. Stormy weather could also travel up the eastern seaboard towards the Georgia and Carolina coasts. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 519 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the Symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
A lot of life can happen between sips of Dasani. Like organizing a family movie night under the stars. Or hearing an old favorite song and having an impromptu dance party. The crisp, clean taste of Dasani was made for all of life's thirst-worthy moments. Dasani, because life happens between sips.
Find your sip of Dasani today at your favorite local retailer and watch life happen.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, I thought for a moment there I was listening to an Irish pub or something like that. We were taking a trip down.
But alas, it was just Talking Heads.
You know, and that was a great tour. Utopia was it the Heads tour with just incredible stuff. Anyway, they're back on tour. The Talking Heads are going back out. You reported this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about them recently.
Sure did. Let me give you some numbers in case you're purchasing or selling a home today or in the near future. Mortgage rates continue to drop. There you go. And are still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.67%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.91%. And apparently, it was harder to find a new job in June. Jenny Casola, all over this report for you.
Private employers pulled back on hiring last month. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 33,000 fewer private sector jobs in June. ADP bases its report on data involving more than 25 million U.S. employees. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says layoffs continue to be rare, but a hesitancy to hire and a reluctance to replace departing workers led to job losses. She says still the slowdown in hiring has yet to disrupt pay growth. Annual pay in June was up 4.4% from a year ago. The monthly employment report is released on Thursday. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief, so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some if you are traveling westbound on I-10 passing the I-110 north ramp. And last but not least, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has given us some issues at this time. As for the weather, 90 degrees, low of 75. Tomorrow and Friday, going to be highs in the mid-90s. Should be sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, 525. Austin, if you don't mind, I went around you on that one because I was waiting for these numbers here. 2798, if you don't mind racking that one. Stocks ending mix. Got some new numbers for you to pass on. Hillary Barsky is in today.
Stocks ending mixed with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes as investors digested new jobs data and monitor trade developments. On the trade front, President Trump says that the U.S. has struck a deal with Vietnam that will allow American goods to enter the country duty-free. In return, the U.S. will charge 20% tariffs on Vietnamese goods. And ADP's private sector payrolls report showed a surprising decline of 33,000 jobs in June. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Caterpillar, the Dow Decliners, United Health Group, Travelers, and IBM. The Dow down 11 points, the Nasdaq higher by 190, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
527 News Radio 92.3. We are keeping a real close watch on the July 4th weather pattern for you, specifically the low pressure area moving into Central and South Florida in the next couple of days here. Severe weather expected across the East Coast and Midwest, and also in the it looks like it's going to the front's going to go right over the Ocala, South Orlando area on that side. Well, Mike Seidel, our good buddy from Fox Weather, is in today, has the latest from Clearwater Beach, Florida.
We've got the radar right now with some rain north of us, some showers and thunderstorms in the Gulf. But over the next several days, this cold front, which now stretches from Boston to D.C., northwest of Atlanta, is going to come down and stall off the southeast coast into the northern Gulf. And that's where we could have some low pressure developing. The National Hurricane Center now says the odds of something developing tropical or subtropical, 40% over the next 7 days. We'll be watching that. But storms on the beach, get off the beach if there's lightning and thunder.
And Sean Diddy Combs will find out if he will be released or remain behind bars later today after being found not guilty of the most serious charges against him. The New York jury did find him guilty of transporting people for prostitution, and he could be released on bond. He was found not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. Prosecutors calling for Diddy to receive the maximum sentence of 20 years, but many legal analysts speculate that he could see much less time than that.
So you're thinking about maybe loading up and heading across the pond, maybe doing in Europe this summer. If you're doing it, dress very lightly. Deaths reported in Europe as the continent is hit by a heat wave. Jonathan Savage over in London for us today.
With temperatures continuing to exceed 100 degrees in places, Spain's weather service reports the average June temperature pulverized records. In the Catalonia region of northeastern Spain, a wildfire is now under control, but firefighters say they've discovered two bodies. They're reported to be the owner of a farm and a member of staff. The local fire service is working to rule out any more victims as they extinguish the flames. Two more heatwave-related fatalities have been recorded in France, with 300 others needing treatment. England also experienced its hottest June on record. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a South Texas man will be spending what is likely a life sentence in federal prison for what police say was the violent kidnapping of illegal immigrants. Court papers show that Joshua Balderas was working for a Mexican cartel. The 33-year-old trafficked the victims to San Antonio, where they were held captive in hotel rooms and ransomed to their families for thousands of dollars. Prosecutors say some of the women were sexually assaulted at gunpoint. The head of ICE in San Antonio said that the 120-year sentence is a significant victory in the fight against human smuggling.
Well, today is projected to be one of the busiest days on the road, while it's expected to be a busy travel day this 4th of July in the air. Jonathan Serre in Atlanta with the details.
AAA predicts 72.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their homes over the Independence Day holiday period. That's an increase of 1.7 million domestic travelers from last year and 7 million more than 2019. What's driving this? TravelTube.com founder Mark Murphy says it's the economy.
Inflation is down. Gas prices are down to 21 levels. People have more money in their pocket. They're feeling more optimistic. And I think that drives discretionary spending, which travel is a big part of.
The TSA expects to screen more than 18.5 million travelers, with the highest passenger volume, around 2.9 million, this coming Sunday. At Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Jonathan Serre, Fox News.
So far this year, 11 children have died after being left unattended in hot vehicles in Florida and six other states. Seven died in June, including two over the weekend in Texas. Last year, 39 children in the U.S. died after being left in those hot cars. Distraction often leads to forgetting about the child left in the vehicle. Don't do it this summer.
All right.
Don't want to talk about it. All right. Coming up in 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A judge declining to grant bail to Sean Diddy Combs, meaning he won't go free while he waits sentencing in his sex crimes case. The bond decision came after a jury convicted Combs of federal prostitution-related offenses, but acquitted him of sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The 55-year-old's been locked up since his arrest in September. Brian Koberger, the man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in 2022, pleading guilty to all charges, foregoing a trial, and removing a possible death penalty. Judge Stephen Hippler accepting the plea agreement. Koberger is expected to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
You've heard the plea agreement that I talked about today. Do you agree with that plea agreement?
Yes.
And do you understand the nature of the charges that you've been charged with that I understand you're going to plead guilty today to?
Yes.
He previously claimed he was innocent. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pensacola confirmed 44-year-old Alfredo Montero, a Mexican national, has entered a guilty plea to passport fraud and aggravated identity theft after entering the U.S. illegally. Montero purchased identification documents belonging to a real American citizen when he illegally entered the country. He faces up to 13 years in federal prison, followed by deportation from the U.S. His sentencing is scheduled for September 23rd.
Okay, big congrats going out. Man, his recent first responder donut strike delivered huge results. The record-breaking event collected 24,545 pounds of food. That is 8,488 pounds more than last year for individuals living in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That, plus the generous donations from community businesses, adds up to an incredible 47,626 healthy meals.
All right, good news there. And ongoing traffic fatalities and accidents along Sorrento Road are not getting any better. Residents are concerned about the safety between Pensacola and Perdido Key. A recent District 1 town hall meeting ignited a heated discussion. One key factor, widening the road from 2 to 4 lanes. That's a project that's been discussed for years now, but no action's been taken. Commissioner Steve Stroberger confirmed no money has been budgeted for the project, and there's no start date.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
I will tell you, I was on the board of the Florida-Alabama Transportation Organization there for years, and that subject has been coming up for so many years, and we're talking about increasing the Sorrento Road from 2 to 4 lanes. Right. It's been a contentious point for many years. I hope they get that worked out because the road needs to be widened and expanded. Just a reminder, don't blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July. It is against the law to explode those bombs in the city. If you live outside the city, launching fireworks is legal. Just be careful of existing noise ordinances, and if your neighbors complain, you might get a visit from local law enforcement.
And a Pensacola man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for drug and firearm charges. 31-year-old Dylan Devontrez Royster pled guilty to the charges in a federal court. He had been arrested back in April of last year after the ATF and local officials searched his residence and found methamphetamine, fentanyl, and numerous firearms. The charges were a result of Operation Take Back America. That was a nationwide initiative to eliminate drug cartels and criminal organizations from the country.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to dwell on this too long because I want to do well at U.S. Open. And, you know, maybe losing here first round isn't the worst thing in the world because I have some time to, like, reset. But, yeah, it's definitely sucks.
21-year-old American tennis star Coco Gauff lost her first-round match at Wimbledon Tuesday in straight sets to Diana Yastremska of Ukraine. It was just over 3 weeks ago Gauff won the French Open, her second major title.
I felt like mentally I was a little bit overwhelmed with everything that came afterwards, so I didn't feel like I had that enough time to do, I guess, celebrate and then also, like, get back into it. But, you know, it's the first time in of this experience of, like, coming off a win and having to play Wimbledon, and I definitely learned a lot of what I would and would not do again.
Not only did second seed Coco Gauff lose her first-round match at Wimbledon Tuesday, so did American Jessica Pegula, seeded third. It's the first time in the Open era two women seeded in the top three got knocked out in the first round of a Grand Slam tournament. Second-round matches today for Americans Madison Keys and Amanda Anisimova. On the men's side, Taylor Fritz, Francis Tiafoe, Lerner Tien, and Ethan Quinn all play second-round matches today.
And that's the Indiana fans making some noise here at Target Center.
There are a lot of Fever fans in this building.
And Indiana has done it. Their first ever Commissioner's Cup Championship, knocking off the Minnesota Lynx.
On Prime Video, without Caitlin Clark, who missed her third straight game with a groin injury, the Fever won the WNBA's in-season tournament final 74-59 over the Lynx. Shohei Ohtani hit his National League leading 30th home run in the Dodgers 6-1 win over the White Sox. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure to give you some details on this. The New York Knicks head coaching search finally over. Reportedly, New York is hiring Mike Brown to take over the role. He was the only coaching candidate to interview with the Knicks multiple times, and this comes after Tom Thibodeau was fired a month ago. He led the team to their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in more than 25 years. Brown is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner, once with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the other with the Sacramento Kings. As an assistant coach, he won 4 championships.
Okay, the Department of Education says UPenn has agreed to bar transgender women from competing in women's sports and to restore records and titles that shouldn't have gone to biological female athletes. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
The Department of Education, led by Secretary Linda McMahon, says the University of Pennsylvania will no longer allow transgender women to compete in women's sports and that university officials will formally apologize for violating Title IX. In a statement, they write that UPenn will restore all records and titles won by male athletes to the women who came in second and that they will adopt biological definitions for the words male and female pursuant to Title IX. This effectively ends the investigation into transgender athlete Leah Thomas, who won the NCAA Division I championship in the 500-yard freestyle back in 2022. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, a player for the Buffalo Bills facing allegations of sexual assault. Jared Max all over this story for us.
Never charged with a crime, Maxwell Hairston, a first-round draft pick by the Buffalo Bills this spring, had suit filed against him Tuesday for alleged sexual assault by Rebecca Hendricks, who claims that while they were in college at the University of Kentucky in early 2021, living in the same dorm, that Hairston forced her into her room and sexually assaulted her.
Hendricks claims in her suit she reported the alleged assault to law enforcement within hours. According to ESPN, police in Lexington said they don't have such a report against Bills rookie Maxwell Hairston, who was, quote, fully investigated by the Bills before they drafted him in April, when team general manager Brandon Bean called Hairston an impeccable kid who, quote, even volunteered to do a polygraph and had notes. He said it was one of those where there was zero information saying that this actually happened to what the accusation was. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Another day and another top 10 quarterback list. And this time it's Fox Sports having the top 10 QBs in the NFL being Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Jaden Daniels, and Dak Prescott. Forget about the order. There are two QBs that are missing from that top 10 list, and that's CJ Stroud and Matthew Stafford. So I would give Dak and Herbert the boot and insert in Stafford and Stroud. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's today's health news.
Could artificial intelligence start doing the work of doctors? This is very concerning. Eben Brown has more on this report.
Microsoft now says it has artificial intelligence diagnosing patients' ailments and illnesses and doing so faster than real flesh-and-blood physicians. They call it Microsoft AI Diagnostic Orchestrator, and when given cases from the New England Journal of Medicine, it correctly diagnosed those cases four times as fast than a group of experienced medical professionals. In their blog, Microsoft says AI medical diagnostics could lead to less expensive and more accessible healthcare, especially when AI is used as a tool by medical professionals to help serve patients, but not to ever be a replacement for human physicians. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And new brain implants are being prepared for commercial use. Several firms are now set to take brain-computer interface from the experimental stage to commercial usage following more than 20 years of research. The technology decodes brain signals that control speech and movement, and early products will allow users to control a computer cursor or generate artificial speech. Tech billionaire Elon Musk's Neuralink is one of the most discussed devices in the BCI field, but the first product to reach the market could possibly come from competitors BlackRock and Neurotech.
There are details today on the extra health benefits from drinking a cup of coffee. Here's Lisa Brady.
Your morning coffee may offer more than just an early pick-me-up. Scientists discovering caffeine doesn't just perk up the brain. It energizes cells in a way that could slow down aging. This according to research from Queen Mary University of London. Researchers studying fish and yeast tested the effects of caffeine, exposing the yeast to various forms of cellular stress. Not only did caffeine extend the yeast's lifespan, it showed caffeine overrides certain DNA damage checkpoints, allowing cells to continue functioning while repairing damage. The lead researcher writes, these findings help explain why caffeine might be beneficial for health and longevity. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads, we do have a lot of backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that is currently backed up a pretty good ways, all the way back up to Navy Boulevard. So be on the lookout for that heavy wave of congestion there. Also have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. On I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 90 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Thursday and Friday, going to be clear days for the most part, high of 94 both days.
Okay, keeping you well abreast and informed on the weather situation moving into this 4th of July weekend. Parts of Florida bracing for the potential of rain and storms later this week. Mike Seidel, let's go back down to Mike. He's in Clearwater Beach this afternoon with a report.
We've seen storms popping up inland, not so much on the beach here. You go north of here up towards Cedar Key in the Big Bend. We've had showers in and around the area. They're widely scattered since this morning. Now, some of the storms inland do have lightning with them, but not everything has got lightning. Some is just tropical rain showers. But remember, if there's any kind of lightning, if you hear thunder, get off the beach, head inland, indoors. And if you're on the lake, the golf course, or the pool, you need to remember that. Don't wait for the rain to start falling. I've seen too many locations. The water is exceedingly warm. 87 degrees. We've got some storms in the forecast through the holiday weekend.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Republican leaders in the House being held up on a vote today for President Donald Trump's marquee domestic policy package, and weather troubles and GOP resistance are threatening the fate of that bill. The Senate squeaked out passage yesterday with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. Social media platform X was hit with an outage today, leaving a reported more than 15,000 users unable to load the site, according to Down Detector. The issues appeared to be largely resolved by noon. The S&P 500 rising slightly today after President Trump announced the U.S.-Vietnam trade deal. Investor optimism was limited, though, due to a new report showing private payrolls falling in the month of June. The Dow off by 10 points, the S&P up by 29, and the Nasdaq gaining 190 points. Crude oil futures for August are below 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Paramount and CBS. Paramount, of course, the parent company of CBS, agreeing to settle President Trump's lawsuit against 60 Minutes, the CBS news show. Carmen Roberts, following the story for us today, has the details.
The parent company of CBS News agrees to pay $16 million to settle President Trump's lawsuit. That's a fraction of what the president sought. He sued for $20 billion, accusing the network of 2024 election interference for editing a 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Harris. The settlement will cover items including legal fees and contributions to his future presidential library. In agreeing to the settlement, CBS is not acknowledging any journalistic wrongdoing. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Tesla reporting a decline in vehicle deliveries. According to the electric vehicle maker, deliveries declined by 14% in the second quarter, and it marked a second straight quarterly drop. It comes as Tesla faces an onslaught of competition, especially from Chinese EV makers that sell newer and more affordable models, as well as political backlash against CEO Elon Musk.
Well, a bankrupt genetic testing company. We're talking about 23andMe here. They have a buyer. A lot of happy folks here. Tom Rigotti reports.
Ann Wojcicki, who co-founded 23andMe nearly 20 years ago, has led a successful effort to buy the company. Her nonprofit, TTAM Research Institute, will purchase nearly all of 23andMe after a judge signed off on the deal. The price tag is $305 million. TTAM's offer topped a bid made by biotech firm Regeneron Pharmaceutical. The two had engaged in a weeks-long bidding war after Regeneron made an initial offer of $256 million in May. 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March, which is when Wojcicki resigned as CEO. It's not known if she'll step back into that role. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I was just mentioning a moment ago how some vehicle makers are dealing with some struggles. Ford recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles. According to the automaker, the recall impacts more than 200,000 vehicles, and it was issued due to a software defect that can cause the rear view cameras to fail. Vehicle models including Ford's F-150, Bronco, and Mustang, as well as Lincoln Aviators, Navigators, and Continentals are under the recall. Dealerships are expected to update the camera software free of charge, and owner notification letters are expected to be mailed by July 28th.
A Tuesday decision at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies focused on the issue of remote sensing and its military importance. Kevin Urinsky is in, explaining what all this means.
Colonel Robert Davis explained what remote sensing means and what it's used for.
It's something that's been around since really the first applications of space to the military domain, right? Missile warning, weather, so on and so forth.
But he says the challenge of remote sensing is growing as technology advances.
What we don't have is architecture that's responsive to the emerging threats.
Threats such as advanced hypersonic missiles. But the colonel says, believe it or not, even for the Space Force, sometimes the best place to protect the country against new technology is from the ground.
The closer you are to that energy source that we're trying to detect, the easier it is to see that energy source.
Colonel Davis adding that another challenge for the Space Force is integrating AI into the ability to sense threats. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, not good timing for a packaged foods maker. They filed for bankruptcy. You want some details? Here they are. Hillary Barsky's in.
Del Monte Foods is reorganizing under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and is planning to pursue a sale. Del Monte is a division of Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific. However, international operations outside the U.S. are not impacted. Its U.S. headquarters is in Walnut Creek, California, and its brands include Del Monte, Contadina, and College Inn. Del Monte says it has enough cash to keep operating during the sale process. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company says it will be better positioned for long-term success with an improved capital structure, enhanced financial position, and new ownership. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, and lastly here, Microsoft laying off thousands of employees in its latest round of cuts. The move is expected to impact less than 4% of its global workforce across different teams. The software company has held several rounds of layoffs already this year, including in May when it announced layoffs of around 6,000 workers. We will take one last quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and we'll give you some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines and such to help bleed you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on this Wednesday edition of News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons?
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.555 News Radio 92.3. You ain't gonna take it no more.
No more.
Not at all. Afternoon, everybody. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking pretty spiffy today. Ready to enlighten us with a weather forecast we're all going to enjoy. I know that. And also local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah. A dapper traffic and weather update for you. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see. We did have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and we still got them. Luckily, the wave of congestion has taken a hit, though, so it'll hopefully diminish even more in the coming, 10, 15 minutes. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Let's see. Looking at the weather here, 90 degrees still. Low of 75 tonight. tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 94, low of 75. And then Friday, going to be very similar. Thursday and your holiday Friday should hopefully both be sunny, mostly clear days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
See, I told you he was going to have a good forecast for us, and you were doubting me, everybody. Come on. Jurassic World Rebirth hits theaters. Coming up soon, here's Michelle Pollino.
Jurassic World Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson as Zora Bennett, a covert operative recruited by a pharmaceutical giant for a secret mission. Head to a forbidden island with a paleontologist to track down three massive prehistoric creatures, one from land, sea, and air, whose biomaterial could hold the cure for life-saving medication.
Do we have to get a sample from an egg? I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
The mission turns deadly after they encountered a shipwrecked family and become stranded on an island crawling with failed genetic experiments, dinosaurs that have mutated in isolation for decades. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All right. And also here in your pop culture slash frivolous headline segment here, a would-be carjacker decided to go nude in Raleigh, North Carolina. The incident happened in broad daylight on Tuesday. Reports say the nude suspect attacked one person with a wooden pole, then dragged another from her car, but was unable to shift the vehicle out of park. The suspect was located by police using a canine.
And was this a woman or a man?
It was a dude, I think.
Interesting.
I don't know, though.
Okay. Macy's 4th of July fireworks celebration will be held Friday and is expected to attract hundreds of thousands of spectators across four different boroughs up in the New York area. Well, Commissioner, this is NYPD Commissioner, I should say, Jessica Tisch, says authorities will be operating under a heightened threat environment.
The NYPD and our federal partners are closely monitoring the threat from lone wolf actors who are motivated by world events. But I want to emphasize, there are no known specific or credible threats to this year's celebration.
And couples planning to get married are being given the opportunity to exchange their vows this month in Ohio in the presence of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The Akron Municipal Court will host ceremonies on July 11th with the Wienermobile on hand for photo opportunities. Time slots must be reserved in advance and are first come, first served.
You know, I did a show from the Wienermobile in the Superdome.
Did you get married in front of one?
No, I didn't get married, but I did a radio show from inside that thing. Very interesting.
Seem to be everywhere.
Well, I got to tell you, it was pretty, you know, because and they kept playing that, oh, you want to be an Oscar Mayer wiener? And they do that, drove you crazy after a point.
Am I insane to say that that's a bit, for weddings, am I insane to say that's a bit tacky?
I would say it's adventurous.
Ooh, unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before being
that's
kind.
The compliment way of saying weird. Oh, yeah, you're unique.
Okay, speaking about a unique day, it is a unique day today.
Sure.
It's Don't Take Out the Trash Day in Manila in the Philippines. Jonathan Savage has a pretty darn good explanation.
A city of around 2 million people has been told not to put their trash out for collection. The newly elected mayor of Manila in the Philippines says the city's two waste contractors have quit, citing millions of dollars in owed payments. He's warning of a health emergency as garbage builds up in one of the world's most densely populated cities. Francisco Domagoso says children and the elderly are at risk from the current piles of uncollected waste. A former teen idol, Domagoso won the election using a familiar-sounding slogan, Make Manila Great Again. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Well, if the latest polls of the 2028 presidential race are any indication, the specter of the 2024 race will cast a long shadow over how both parties make their decision. Great news for the Trump administration, awful news for the Demos. Vance, J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, holds a solid lead in the 2028 race. In the Democratic field, first place, Pete Buttigieg. Second, Kamala Harris, followed by Gavin Newsom and AOC. Coming up, more news on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.